Hello mga kapechay! Welcome to the Pechay Show Season 4. I'm your host, Shari, and in this podcast, we talk about everything and anything about sex and sexuality, love and relationships, because we believe makulay ang buhay sa sinabawang pechay. If you love our show, please support us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please enjoy the show. Uy! Commercial break muna tayo mga kapechay. Gusto ko lang magpa-thank you sa support ninyo with each season and each episode. If you enjoy this podcast, you can support us by doing things that you already do and enjoy anyway, without any added cost on your end. The Pechay Show has partnered with Lazada and Shopee. Click the links sa show notes below or sa social media post kung saan ninyo nabalitaan ang episode na to. Wala kaming binibentang products, but with each purchase that you make using these Lazada and Shopee links, you help us gain commission and in doing so, help the Pechay Show keep on going. Maraming salamat mga kapechay. And now, back to our episode. Good evening mga kapechay and welcome to the Pechay Show Season 4. We are now at round 39 and it's amazing how time flies. Between this episode and next week's, we are done for the season. And for tonight, we will be talking about something very, very important. I know in the past four seasons, we've talked a lot about, you know, different sexual practices, kinks, fetishes, experiences between myself and our guests. And it's about time that we talk about practicing safer sex. So ngayong gabi, ang pag-uusapan natin, yung iba-ibang mga practices to prevent STIs, HIV transmission, and other things that we want to avoid while still being able to enjoy a healthy and fulfilling sex life. Practicing safe sex isn't as difficult or intimidating as it sounds. And for both men and women, we shouldn't be afraid to be in control of our sexual safety and health. As long as prepared tayo, ready tayo, and safe tayo, madali namang ma-achieve ang satisfying sex life without serious complications. Kapag nag-take tayo ng measures to prevent getting or spreading sexually transmitted infections or STIs, tulad ng syphilis, gonorrhea, and HIV, among others, it doesn't just help ourselves, but our partners as well. And depende sa preferences mo and lifestyle mo, it can also help you avoid unplanned pregnancies. Today, napakarami ng mga options for birth control. Dati, yung alam lang natin ay, you know, traditionally yung condoms, oral contraceptives, and injectables. Kasi yun lang yung talagang namamarket and napopromote ng government and media. But today, there are so many options and I would believe na even more are gonna become available soon. If we're talking about preventing pregnancy for sexually active people, we have the usual, you know, the daily pills, monthly injections, intrauterine devices, and vaginal rings for women. The best way to choose is still by talking to your doctor or healthcare provider about your options and kung ano yung pinakaswak sa lifestyle mo. And of course, we always have our annual checkups, which I admit even myself neglect sometimes. Lalo na itong nakalipas na taon with the pandemic and everything, I'd rather stay at home and not go to hospitals as much as possible. And that's understandable, but you know, if we prioritize our safety and our health, lalo na kung meron tayong multiple sex partners and we are very active, it would be best to have regular checkups. And when we do go to these checkups, it's the responsible thing is to be proactive. I mean, yeah, basically, pag nagpapa-checkup tayo, we just, you know, sit or lie there and let the doctor do his or her thing. But also, during these checkups, we should grab the opportunity to talk about kung meron tayong mga questions or mga clarifications na gustong pag-usapan. Pwede mong itanong dito kung aling birth control method yung best for you. And if you have been using one option and it has been causing some side effects, which are quite common, such as dizziness, sakit ng ulo, and for some, decreased libido, then make sure you bring them up with your doctor and for sure, tutulungan nila kayo maghanap ng alternative option na better for you. Now, in terms of your status, pagdating sa sexual safety and health, lalo na kung currently active ka or recently active, it's very important na magpa-check up for women, not just for your reproductive system, but also for STIs. This applies to both men and women. May mga sakit kasi na pwede natin ma-contract via sexual encounters na asymptomatic and you won't really see serious signs of them until delikado na, until serious na yung conditions. Sometimes signs and symptoms won't appear for like weeks, months, and for some people, years. You could have engaged in unprotected sex, say, like 5 years ago, tapos ngayon lang nagma-manifest. So, because of the asymptomatic nature of these conditions, the best thing talaga is prevention. And we can only do that by having regular checkups. So that, you know, if in case may ma-detect man, it can be treated immediately and mapigilan yung mga possible complications. And kung naman nagpa-checkup ka and it turns out you're totally clean and safe and healthy, then great. But, you know, the idea here is that prevention is always better than cure. Kasi if we wait, like, until the last minute or until we experience these serious symptoms, it's possible na you have unknowingly shared it or spread the disease, the infection, with a sexual partner, either current or past. And it works the other way around. They could have also shared it with you without knowing. Kaya ito talaga yung super important reason why we should always get tested for STIs regularly, lalo na kung active tayo sexually. It's the only way that we can know for sure that you and your partners are clean and safe. General practitioner doctors can conduct this test, but thankfully, lalo na recently, napakarami ng mga clinics and health facilities that also provide these testing services. And we're going to talk about those a little bit later. It's best to use protection every time, as in literally every single time. I know isa to sa pinaka mga paulit-ulit na advice that you hear. You hear it from your doctors, you hear it from the DOH, you hear it on TV, you know, from experts and probably even your friends and family, but yun lang kasi talaga yung best way to prevent unwanted pregnancies and STIs. And barrier protection, such as using condoms properly and correctly every time you have sex, is still the best way to keep safe. Male condoms, of course, are the most common forms of this kind of protection. And kung may partner ka na male who doesn't want to use it, it is a great chance to have an open line of communication and explain to them na it's not just for you, it's also for them. But at the end of the day, if they are really hesitant, then there's no reason why you shouldn't take your safety into your own hands. And for women, this means they could use female condoms, although they are not as common, but they do exist. Allergies exist for latex condoms, which is yung mga usual nating nakikita sa pharmacies, sa grocery stores, sa supermarkets, sa convenience stores. Those are latex condoms 99% of the time. But kung may allergy ka or yung partner mo, don't worry because there are other options such as polyurethane condoms. Meron din mga condoms na made from natural / organic materials such as lambskin. And yes, they are effective in preventing unwanted pregnancies. However, hindi sila recommended if your goal is to avoid the transmission of STIs or HIV. So, as much as possible, latex condoms pa rin ang top recommendation. And you guys know this, you can buy them anywhere and there's no need to like be shy about it. I mean, I guess ito yung isa sa mga pinakamalaking hurdles na we are facing as Filipinos because of our inherently uptight and conservative culture and upbringing. But you just have to keep an open mind and stop thinking about what others are gonna think or say about you. Because after you buy the condoms and you leave the store, no one's gonna know anyway. Parang, I mean, personally, I don't really care. And when I was having sex with men, I always had a condom in my wallet just in case they come up with the usual egocentric male response na they didn't bring one or they forgot to bring one and they still want to have sex. Para wala excuse kasi I have one just to be on the safe side every time. And actually, it's a fun kind of experience for me. I like buying condoms and looking at the stares of the cashiers, like the 7-Eleven or the pharmacies. And then I'm gonna give the cashiers a wink pa because they know I'm gonna have some later on. So I'm just saying it's not something you wanna be embarrassed about. What's embarrassing is not practicing safe sex and then, you know, later on suffering from the consequences of that choice. Oh, and if, you know, I know condoms could be quite expensive, lalo na yung mga commercial brands na nakikita natin sa mga stores. But there are a lot of clinics and facilities that give out free condoms and lube na pwede kayong mag-stock up or humingi. I actually know people, shout out sa hashtag PechayNation group chat. These guys are very aware of their sexual safety and I'm so proud of them for that. When I first talked to these people, we were just having fun because we shared a common interest around sex and the openness of talking about our experiences and our fantasies and such. But I was so shocked in the most positive way possible when there was this one time I woke up to like hundreds of messages dun sa GC namin on Telegram, and they were talking about condoms and lube and other forms of contraception and getting tested. And I was so happy kasi yung mga, I would say, veterans / sex gurus doon sa chat, na guys ha, as in both guys and girls, they were giving advice kung saang mga clinics yung mga open sa ganitong location, saan pwedeng mag-walk-in, saan kailangan mag-set up ng appointment prior to going there. And, you know, they were giving out different resources to those who were asking for it. And it was just a nice thing to encounter, to witness. So I wish that even more people out there, outspoken or not, are practicing this kind of vigilance and awareness and proactiveness pagdating sa sexual safety. Besides these basic things, I guess we could say na isa sa pinaka, kung hindi man siya yung pinaka-importanting factor to think about pagdating sa sex, sexual safety, is communication. Lalo na kung bago yung partner mo, or if you are entering into a brand new relationship, or if you're committing to someone, or probably kung may bago kang fuck buddy, kung may bago kang ka-hookup, whichever the case is, communication is very important. And I'm not talking necessarily about feelings and dreams and other emotional stuff. If you want to keep, you know, feelings out of it, it's still important to keep communication lines open pagdating sa sex. This means talk about important things like kung may preferences ka. I mentioned this in a bonus episode months ago. I think it was the bonus episode about hookup negotiations. So you always have to talk about your preferences para walang bad surprises when you meet up with someone. But for this episode, we have to talk about specifically yung history mo, sexual history. Whether you're monogamous or polygamous, polyamorous, kahit ano pa yung setup ninyo, you need to be honest about your sexual past, and the same applies to your partner. You need to make it clear that you are deciding and choosing to practice safer sex by you know, setting this up early on. You can communicate openly, whether it's just the two of you or if there are more in your bubble. It's important to share sexual histories in order to make sure na safe kayo kung merong man potential STIs or diseases. There are certain STIs that are not curable, but this doesn't mean that neither of you could enjoy a satisfying sexual experience together. But it does mean that you need to be extra careful when using protection. Plus, talking about it could open up the path towards testing. Kung sakaling yung partner mo or ikaw hindi pa nagpa-test, it would be the safest, most responsible decision to get tested to make sure na you're not getting anything from them and they're not getting anything from you. It's the grown-up decision, you know. I know maraming mahihiya or magdadalawang isip to do this because baka hindi sila tanggapin ng partner nila or inisip nila they'll be judged or something or magbabago yung paningin sa kanila. But at the end of the day, health always comes first. And if you do care about that person, you would want to ensure both of your safety. Okay, we can't not talk about the more radical approach pagdating sa safe sex. And at the top of the list is abstinence. Obviously, kung hindi tayo nagsisex, hindi tayo makakakuha ng mga STIs. And since, you know, these infections are contracted via vaginal, oral, and anal sex, it makes sense to understand na kapag nag-abstain tayo, there's a zero chance of contracting them. It's probably the only way to be 100% sure na hindi tayo mabubuntis or hindi tayo makaka-contract ng sakit. If this is something that is okay with you and your partner and you guys are physically and emotionally ready to practice abstinence, then go for it. I mean, just make sure that the decision is mutual and shared, and to keep you and your partner accountable. It's a big decision, you know, lalo na kung nasa committed and monogamous relationship kayo. But for some people, it might make a lot of sense. Besides abstinence, the other option is limiting your number of partners. It's quite straightforward if we think about it, na parang ano lang yan eh, parang raffle. You know, like the more entries you send, the higher your chances of winning. The same applies with contracting sexually transmitted infections, na the more we are sexually engaging with, the more likely we are gonna get pregnant or get an STI. So by limiting the number of our partners, we also limit the chances of that happening. Because sa bawat bagong tao na we bring into our sexual lives comes their own history of past and current sexual partners, sexual encounters, and possible infections. I know a good chunk of our listeners are not in a monogamous relationship. So if you guys are being smart and careful, kudos to you. But if you aren't yet, please be more vigilant pagdating sa sexual encounters nyo, and you know, just try and apply yung mga pointers na mention natin kanina. Another option would be to be monogamous. It's not for everyone, but you know, besides abstinence, the next best way to prevent STIs is really limiting the number of partners to one. Kung nasa long-term one-partner relationship ka, this shouldn't be much of an issue. And as long as the two of you stay faithful to one another, you could reach a point sa relationship ninyo na you don't have to use protection, like barrier protection. Kung 100% certain kayo na both of you are not having sex with other people. Of course, this only applies if both of you are monogamous. But if you or your partner starts having sexual encounters outside of your relationship, it's possible to contract STIs. So if that's the case, definitely use protection. So when should we use protection? The simple answer is to use it for all types of sexual encounters. Yes, we can only get pregnant from vaginal sex, alam naman natin yan, but we're talking about STIs, and these can be transmitted via oral, anal, and vaginal sex. So because of this, protection is a definite must, regardless of the sexual encounter. Okay, but what about oral sex? Okay, if you are having oral sex, the safest way to go is to keep using male condoms or dental dams to prevent contracting HIV and STIs. Male condoms are also the go-to pagdating sa anal sex. And obviously, for vaginal sex, either female or male condoms are the way to go. But we need to put like a caution here na we should always be careful when choosing which products we are using. For example, despite the widespread media promotion of certain products, we shouldn't always rush to use vaginal washes or douches sa girls. I know one of the best advices to give is to drink water before and after sex and to wash before and after sex. However, water should be sufficient. Hindi tayo dapat gumamit ng mga vaginal douches or kahit yung mga commercial vaginal washes because, yeah, baka magpaproduce sila ng mas, you know, mas okay na artificial scent down there. However, they are also made of ingredients that remove our healthy and normal bacteria. And such vaginal bacteria are very useful and important in preventing infections. By using these products frequently, mas na-increase pa natin yung chance of having an STI. Besides washes, let's talk about lubricants. I used to be a non-fan of lubes. Kasi sa isip ko, noon when I was less informed, sa isip ko kapag nag-lubricant ako, it means I'm old or I'm not as driven to have sex and that I need outside help from this product para lang maging smooth yung transaction. But, you know, as I learned a little bit more, I am now a massive proponent of using lubricants. using lubes is important hindi lang dahil mas suabe yung sex, but also kapag kasi hindi properly lubricated yung partner natin, it's much more possible na mapunit yung condom. And of course, yung pinaka-obvious na benefit is it reduces skin tearing and irritation during sex. Alam naman natin na open skin is the best avenue para mag-grow ang isang infection, and STIs are a form of infection. So by preventing vaginal or anal tearing and by making sure hindi nasisira yung condoms, lube helps us have safer sex. Ngayon, anong klaseng lube yung gagamitin nyo? There are so many brands these days. It's shocking and amazing. But I'm talking about yung type mismo. There are water-based and silicone-based lubricants, and those are good. But there are also oil-based lubricants, which I do not recommend kasi they are more likely to help the tearing ng condoms. Personally, I prefer water-based lube kasi mas suabe yung feeling and it's easier to wash. Okay, when we're talking about safe sex, it doesn't just apply to couples or, you know, people with partners. Paano kung you're flying solo with your toys? Safe sex applies to using sex toys as well. And of course, there are partners who use toys. I mean, they definitely improve our sex life. So whether you're going solo or you're using toys with a partner or partners, make sure that you clean them properly. Sure, hindi ka mabubuntis ng vibrator mo or ng dildo mo or ng strap-on mo, but they could still help spread STIs and other forms of infections. So in between uses, make sure to wash and sterilize them as much as possible. As soon as you're done, make sure you wash them. In fact, experts even suggest to use condoms on your sex toys as much as possible. And while I'm sure that could be a hassle, and I personally don't do it, but if you guys are sharing toys with more than one person, it's probably the safest route to go. Plus, make sure na basahin niyo yung packaging directions with your device or your toys with the best way to clean it. Kasi depende sa material used in making the toy, it would require a different cleaning method. Like kung yung vibrator mo is made of silicone, it would require different ways of cleaning versus kung plastic yan, glass, or other materials. Sex isn't always the easiest topic to open up with a new partner, lalo na kung hindi kayo open about sex in the first place. Or even if you guys have been together for a while, minsan it's still a challenge for people to open up about it. And it could be uncomfortable, but it's very important. You keep yourself and your partner healthy by practicing safe sexual practices, and it all starts with a conversation. So before your first sexual encounter, the smart thing to do is to have a discussion about your history, your preferences, your behaviors, and your options for protection. Try to be proactive kasi by making decisions and actions ahead of time, you could avoid long-term regrets down the road. So now we are gonna talk about some resources na pwede nating i-share and i-check out for ourselves and our partners and even our friends who are sexually active. Because, you know, STIs are infections that affect millions of people all over the world. Hindi lang HIV, but, you know, different kinds of sexual diseases. And educating ourselves and our loved ones about both reproductive and sexual health is the first step to preventing such infections. Kasi if we don't treat them, they could cause even bigger problems sa health natin. Ang isang simpleng STI kapag hindi nagamot, pwedeng mag-lead to pelvic inflammatory disease, infertility, or worse, death. It can also leave us at risk na magkaroon ng HIV. HIV is transmitted sexually but can also be transmitted via blood, breastfeeding, childbirth, and sharing needles or injections. HIV can damage not only our immune system but different systems of our body. I know that all sounds scary, but the good news is that besides not having sex, there are several ways to prevent acquiring STIs and HIV. Of course, na-mention na natin sila kanina, practicing safe sex, using protection, limiting our sexual partners, if possible, getting checked, getting treated, and understanding the importance of all of these things that we're talking about. So ngayon, what if you have decided, you and your partner have decided to get tested or treated? The good news is that there are several treatment centers dito sa Pilipinas. A very, very cool thing na-discover ko lately is may isang health facility locator na pinoprovide ang rh-care.info na website. It's a very simple interface that you can check out on your phone or on your laptop. You just have to input your location. Tapos, i-check off mo kung anong klaseng facility yung kailangan mo, whether it's maternal care, it's family planning, it's for treating HIV, and even, you know, protection for women and children. There are several options there. Kailangan mo lang i-tick off yung applicable sa hinahanap mo. Tapos, it's gonna generate a list of hospitals, clinics, health facilities na nandoon sa radius ng area na nilagay mo. I'm gonna put the link on the episode description so you could check it out. Another option is Safe Spaces PH. It's a project of Love Yourself PH, and it's an app na pwede mo i-download sa App Store or sa Google Play. The vision behind this is to solve the problem of low number of condom use. According to their website, 7 out of 10 of youth are ashamed to buy condoms, like I said earlier, which leaves them vulnerable to HIV and STIs. Today, our country has the highest rate of increasingly newly diagnosed people living with HIV across Asia and the Pacific region. So kapag dinownload mo yung app na Safe Spaces, you will see areas where you can get free access to condoms and water-based lubricants. And as the name implies, these facilities are totally safe spaces. You won't get judged. You don't need to be embarrassed. You can find them anywhere. Hindi lang siya parang clinic or health center. You could find Safe Spaces depots sa bars, sa restaurants, sa coffee shops. All you need to look out for is the Safe Spaces logo sa entrance ng establishment. This is such a great idea. I mean, in the States, and I believe in other countries, sa bathrooms ng mga restaurants or cafes, may mga condom dispensers na you can buy for like coins. And it makes sure everyone has access. Although doon kasi medyo open naman talaga sila and they're not embarrassed about getting condoms or other forms of protection. But since it is an issue dito sa Pilipinas, so this app and the other resources we mentioned kanina are very helpful in solving that problem one step at a time, one free condom at a time. So if you download the app ng Safe Spaces PH, you can locate the closest depot sa'yo with the details and the address ng mga establishments. Oh, and also, kung nagpunta ka sa isang location tapos like ubos na or walang laman yung depot, you can also use the app to report na low in stock or unstocked yung station so that they can work on it. For more information about Safe Spaces, go to safespaces.ph. Or more information about sexual health, trans health, mental health, and other community centers that cater to safe sex, you can go to loveyourself.ph for resources about reproductive health, family planning, HIV and STI testing, prevention and treatment, gender-based violence, and information for young people on their rights to make informed choices about their body, go to rh-care.info. All of these links will be on the episode description. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope it has been an insightful and helpful Pechay episode. Kasi, you know, we're all about fun and games dito. We talk about a lot of raunchy, saucy things. And we just wanna make it sure and clear na hindi lang tayo nagbibigay ng advice on how to give the perfect blowjobs or how to enjoy foreplay and all that. We're also advocating for safe sex kasi without safe sex practices, we cannot have a sex-positive country. We cannot have those discussions. It all starts with communication and openness with you and your partner or partners. And if we start that, then we are so much freer to explore and have more adventurous experiences, for sure. We don't want anyone to suffer from consequences of unsafe sex. We want everyone to have a fulfilling, satisfying, amazing sex life for as long as possible. That can only happen if we are safe and healthy, right? So that's it for today. Please check out yung links sa description for the resources that we've mentioned tonight. And I'll see you for our season finale next Wednesday. Thank you for listening. Good night.